heard me talk a lot about the notion that people have both rights and responsibilities to each other and to our country. And I think everyone agrees that the state must always provide a safety net for New Zealanders who have fallen on hard times. And that's not in dispute here. And state houses will always play a very important part of that safety net. We've all heard the horror stories about Kāinga-ora tenants who are so threatening, so abusive, so violent that their neighbours live in fear every day. We've all seen the photos of Kāinga-ora homes that have been systematically, deliberately trashed by the very people who get to live there on the taxpayers' dollar. It's certainly not fair to the neighbours of those abusive tenants, many of whom are fellow Kāinga-ora tenants, to have to live in fear or to have sleepless nights each and every week. And it's certainly not fair to the thousands of people on the social housing wait list, many of whom are families with young children who are waiting for a home and would treat that home with the love and the respect that it deserves. Today, we're saying enough is enough.
This week, the government instructed Kāinga-ora to go back to core business, provide whare for those most in need, and clamp down on tenants repeatedly disturbing, harassing or bullying neighbours, and also claw back the millions of dollars owed in unpaid rents. The Minister for Housing, Chris Bishop, put the blame squarely on the sustainable tenancy framework, which prevented Kāinga-ora from doing its job.
Between 2017 and 2023, the amount of rent owed to Kāinga-ora increased from $1 million to $21 million, due in good part, we believe, to the sustaining tenancies framework, where tenants were not evicted even if they stopped paying rent. At the end of last year, more than 450 Kāinga-ora tenants each owed more than $10,000 in rent. There are hundreds of serious incidences every month. So from August to October last year, there were 207 per month. There were 335 per month from November 2023 through to January 2024. Now, serious incidents include alleged illegal activity, harassment, intimidation, threatening behaviour and verbal abuse.
Will you be requesting that they give tenants official notice themselves, and how long will that period be?
The short answer is yes, and that will be the responsibility of Kāinga-ora. We as ministers and as the government have sent this letter of expectation. We now expect Kāinga-ora to implement that.
There are currently 63,000 state houses. There are 183,000 tenants. 63% of the households have children and 46% are whānau Māori. Minister Bishop says the government doesn't know how many tamariki will be affected by this new policy.
I was asked for the specific data about the number of people who have been subject to serious incidents in Kāinga-ora properties and how many children they have. I don't have that. I'm going to go and ask for it. I'm not actually sure they have that information.
Former Minister for Housing, Māori, Willie Jackson, he agrees that there are some serious issues amongst some of the tenants that need to be addressed.
They're kicking our whānau out of state houses and they don't even know how many tamariki are going to be impacted on this. What's your whakaaro on the punitive measures the government's rolling out?
Everything they do is punitive, that's the reality. But, we have a, I suppose, more balanced strategy, because the other side of it, there are two sides. You know, we've had some of the whānau have been terrorised over there. So as an Associate Housing Minister, I saw both sides. There's no way you just go straight in and just kick everyone out.
But Minister Bishop is unrepentant. It's a privilege to live in a state house, he says.
My message is, if you don't want to be kicked out of a state house, don't abuse the right to live in a state house.
While Minister for Māori Development, Tama Pōtaka, says there's no guarantee tamariki will not be caught up in the policy.
The Minister said that they couldn't guarantee how many tamariki will be caught up in this if they are evicted. How can you ensure that our whānau, and particularly our tamariki, are safeguarded?
Well, I think the most important thing to tautoko and tiaki our tamariki is to make sure that their caregivers and parents exhibit very good behaviour. That's the number one thing, and no, we cannot guarantee that. I completely agree with Minister Bishop, but the most important thing is that parents, caregivers and others are very supportive of their tamariki and they act in a very positive and proactive manner to ensure that they retain their residence.
Labour's Ikaro Rāwhiti MP Kushla Tangaere Manuel says there's wider issues facing whānau, including poverty.
Yeah, we do not endorse people wrecking government property. This is symptomatic. There are a lot of innocent children who will now be pushed further into poverty. We need to look at the real reasons causing these symptoms.
Well, what happens if there are tamariki that are evicted, do you not care because it's their parents' fault?
No, we do care, but it's very important for parents and caregivers to take responsibility for their actions and to know that their actions have consequences for their whānau. So what we do is we encourage and we support anyone who's living anywhere, whether or not social housing or emergency situations or other places, to support their tamariki and make sure that their actions have really positive and uplifting consequences for their tamariki.
It's not an easy area, and I think you've got to stop threatening and bullying people who are struggling in life. But work with the authorities, work with the different agencies, work with the local urban Māori authorities. You know, look, we know a lot of these people, work with some of the NGOs. If you have those sort of relationships, you can traverse that area. We were starting to break that down. They're not even looking at it. You know, the go-to and booting them out is heartless.
Yes, and my message to them is if you don't want to face eviction from a state house, don't behave in a way that means that you are liable for eviction. There's plenty of things that people can do to change their behaviour. Don't cause mayhem in the streets. Don't harass people. Don't intimidate people. Start behaving in a way that this community expects you to behave.
Māunga Lydia Sorsene, for our whānau that live in South Auckland, particularly our whānau with tamariki, now is the time that we really do need to think as a whole community how to wrap around services to ensure that our whānau are compliant.
Yeah, sure. In terms of Māngere, we've got a big stock. It's important that you understand your rights and obligations, and also I would encourage to speak your language. To speak your language and find people of your whānau that can speak or translate. That's important, to get your voice heard.
And by the way, we are talking about a small minority, but they need to change their behaviour and meet the community expectation about what living in a state house means.
Minister Bishop finally admitted that whānau with tamariki will not be immune or exempt from the new policy.
What it will mean, it will mean that families living in kāinga ora properties, state houses who have children, are subject to the same laws as everybody else and they are expected to behave in a responsible way and treat their house with respect and treat the community that they live in with respect.
In the meanwhile, the 90-day no-cause termination for both private rentals and state whare, as well as fixed-term tenancies, they're making a comeback.
It remains government policy to reintroduce 90-day no-cause terminations alongside the slightly technical but really important change around bringing back fixed-term tenancies, which has caused mayhem in markets like Queenstown and also Dunedin with the big student market. So that remains government policy. I'll be having more to say about that in due course, but our view is that will lead to more landlords entering the market, and it will also mean that landlords can take a chance on people that they might otherwise have said, you know what, I'm just not taking the chance. I think that will actually be a pro-tenant move.
There is an independent review into kāinga ora being led by Sir Bill English. The report is due at the end of the month. Some commentators are saying that the English report and the clampdown on kāinga ora by the government could see the introduction of a public-private partnership management arrangement of state housing. At Parliament for Irirangi Wātea, I'm Claudette Hawhiti.